This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Weight of Glory and Other Addresses by C.S. Lewis. Read by Julian Rindtutt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. In his beautiful peroration at the end of his sermon, The Weight of Glory, C.S. Lewis, after commenting on the immortality of the human soul, says, "This does not mean that we are to be perpetually solemn. We must play. But our merriment must be of that kind, and it is in fact the merriest kind, which exists between people who have, from the outset, taken each other seriously." I believe that this and similar encouragements by Lewis contribute significantly to the subject of what constitutes Christian behaviour. Having done the best we can to perform whatever God demands, should we not at least enjoy the good he sends us? Willing ourselves to be perpetually solemn when there is no reason for it seems to me not only a rejection of the happiness we could have on earth, but also to jeopardize our capacity.